Today I'm joined by Ryan Cobbins. He is owner of Coffee at the Point. He is a local businessman in the Denver community, Five Points community, and a native of Colorado?
Native, but I've been out here for about 20 years.
Okay. Well, you look very young, so I'm going to say that you're a native. We'll just go with that. So, but you lived in the Five Points community. You're in the Denver metro area, and you've started your own business out here. What has that been like for you?
You know, it's been fun and challenging. I think probably more challenging than fun, although I think what is fun for me is to enjoy a good challenge. You know, I'm amazed that we've been able to be open for 7 years, knowing the enormous challenges with opening up a business in an area that is on the cusp or an area that's underdeveloped and that's revitalizing itself. And that is also somewhat politically charged, not just in a political sphere, but also in this kind of change gentrification sphere as well. And so, but overall, I've enjoyed it.
So you've lived here about 20-something years. Yeah, so you've seen a lot of changes, different things. What has been some of the biggest things that you've seen, just even in the Five Points community, as far as change goes?
Yeah, so before opening up Coffee at the Point, I lived at 28th and Stout. And just living there and walking outside, kind of over time, you started to see more and more people getting outside their houses. And not just coming outside their houses, but riding bikes, walking dogs, pushing baby strollers. And the moment that I saw more baby strollers being pushed, you could definitely start to feel this positive energy growing really from the ground up. And so, and I emphasize baby strollers. I've got three young girls, little baby girls myself. And we won't push our little babies in areas that we feel that are unsafe. And so you could literally see and feel this change happening. You could see people outside taking care of their yards and taking care of their houses. And so, I remember even our place, and the grass wasn't even bad, but our neighbor came over and walked over and said, "Hey, man, you need to start working on your yard." And you know, I almost felt proud that he came over, because it was somebody that was taking an extra interest in the area to ensure that, hey, that we're cleaning this up. And so, there's obviously a lot of feelings about the area changing and gentrification and what that means. And everybody has their own definition of gentrification. But at the same time, it's been exciting.
So, yeah, because with change, there's, you know, a lot of growth, there's different things, the excitement. What about seeing some of the history disappear? How has that been for you?
I think that's the part of me that kind of struggles. I'm on the board of directors for the Five Points Business District office. I'm also on the advisory council for the Five Points Business Improvement District. And so I've been able to be part of a lot of community meetings and meetings organized by that office that talk about making sure and ensuring that we retain the history in this neighborhood and in this area. And so I think that we're doing the right thing in terms of the area, in terms of having those conversations. And I think of developers that have been able to come in who, and one guy in particular, Paul Books, who opened up the Wheatley down the street, and his ability to attend these meetings and listen to the community, and then around his developments, not just name his buildings after prominent Black folks, Phyllis Wheatley, but also, listen to the neighbors in terms of what they desire in a development. Did the same thing with the Lydian that's being built right a block south of us right now. So I think these conversations continue to happen. But there's no mistaking, like the word gentrification is a charged word, because everybody or a lot of people have different connotations of what that actually means. And so... So it's always a tough conversation, but, you know.
And you said you're on the board for the Five Points Business District. Mm-hmm. So what exactly does the board do, and what is your role as far as that goes? I know you just spoke a little bit, so if you could just give me more of a detail.
Yep. So I sit on six different boards in a few different types of capacities. And so with the Five Points Business District Board, I'm the vice chair of that board. And the purpose of that board is the recruitment, retainment, and sustainability of the businesses that are along Welton Street in Five Points. And so And then associated with that is the Business Improvement District, and on the advisory council for that board, which the Five Points Business District Board, and it could be, it's a little bit confusing. There's the 501c3 or the nonprofit side that has the ability to raise money and do these fun things for the neighborhood and really look after the neighbors and the businesses that are in the area. Then you have the Business Improvement District, which in essence, they spend the money on the maintenance. And right now you see Christmas lights or holiday lights that are going up right now. Part of that's a collaboration between the Five Points Business District office and the Five Points Business Improvement District Board to get these lights, to really start taking care of our neighborhood, to really start telling the story about the history, the very rich history of this neighborhood. So those are two different boards that I'm part of.
Wow. Okay. And so I know you said you are 20 plus years into Denver. Where did you move from and what drew you to Denver?
Yeah, so I'm from Virginia. I mean, my dad was in the Air Force, so we moved around a lot. I think we spent most of our time in Virginia. I transferred out to go to school in Colorado and ended up transferring schools about three times. Ended up getting a Bachelor's of Science degree in information systems, kind of computer management, and then later got a master's degree in business administration. And so.
Okay, so you have a BS and then you have a master's, and you've opened up a coffee shop. How did that come to be?
You know, the coffee shop was really, I mean, it's a really interesting story. I would have never thought that I would own a coffee shop in a million years. But, you know, I lived two blocks away. The space was becoming available. And at the time, I was about to have a little girl. She wasn't born yet. Actually, I think she was actually a couple months old, actually, when we first opened. But when we started the project, she wasn't. And so, but to have a place to where my little girls are proud to go to is probably the most important and most fulfilling piece. I mean, I've got a 6-year-old little girl, a 4-year-old little girl, and a 1-year-old, all little girls. Oh. And to see the 6-year-old and the 4-year-old run in, they know exactly where the chips are in the back. They know exactly which staff person to talk to get them gelato. And they'll sit at a table next to the window and just have fun with chips and gelato. And I could be in the back doing work, come back out, they'll still be joking around, hanging out at a table. And so that's one of the pieces that's pretty important for me.
I like that because I feel like it creates that sense of family and community and unity.
It does. It does. So.
Great. Well, Ryan, I just want to say thank you so much. And I need to find out, I'm here and I'm enjoying some tea, but I want to find, because it's not only coffee at the point, there's tea, there's sandwiches, you've mentioned gelato, different things. What is an address if anybody wants to stop by?
Yep. So we're right at Welton and 27th Street. We're at the intersection that makes Five Points with five streets connecting, Welton and 27th Street. Our address is 710 East 26th Avenue. In Denver. You can find us online at coffeeatthepoint.com. And like you mentioned, it's Coffee at the Point, but I think the hidden secret is that when you walk in, there's more than just coffee, from gelato, so Italian ice cream, to beer, wine, gourmet sandwiches made to order, oatmeal, pastries, bagels, burritos, so just a number of things. And there's all of that, but more importantly, there's a space. There's a space where folks can come down, find their own little cove with a little over 3,000 square feet inside, and enjoy food and drink, meeting with somebody. We've known a number of folks that have celebrated their first deal here. We've met folks that got engaged here, that met here for the first time. And so to hear all these stories is pretty awesome. And the one thing I'll mention too is we have free covered parking. So 30 plus free covered parking spots. That's almost, it's just, and that's the one thing that's kind of evaporating in Denver, yeah, is free parking. And so we're lucky enough to have some covered parking right attached to our building.
Yeah, to hear free parking, people's ears are going to perk up just on that alone. Thank you so much, Ryan. I totally appreciate it. And thank you for the contributions that you give to the community.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you guys coming down too.